The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us. Welcome. Welcome to today's episode.
Welcome to Yawa. You ask, we answer. You hate when I say
you
that.
You love it so much. It's it's growing on me because I appreciate your enthusiasm. I think I just have trouble.
It sounds weird. I know, but it's a thing. I mean, we created it.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing now.
And you guys, we created this because we love doing these. These are our favorite episodes. Well, I can speak for me. This is my favorite of episodes that we do. And I love that we do it once a month on the regular now. And I love all of you that are emailing us your questions. Like, we live for that shit.
Yes, we love these. I love that it's like a monthly thing that now we have enough.
It's kind of like your period.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's your...
Except we don't love your period.
It's your Aunt Yawa, except the opposite of that. It is awesome.
It's your Aunt Yawa.
It's awesome and educational rather than vacation destroying and messy. Right?
No, this is much better. This is not like your period.
This is unlike your period, except for the monthly part. Also, welcome grooms, if you're listening. Hello. We welcome you, too. You do not have ovaries or uteruses.
Hey, we know you're there. Hey, and you know, our episode that we did with Lauren Kitchens, you actually called out to the grooms. Like, you need to prove to us that you're listening.
I know. It was like a... I threw it
and
down.
They did. We had a couple, and we're going to read those iTunes reviews. But literally, one of them specifically said, "Like, I'm a groom." So yeah, we love doing this, you guys. We encourage you to keep sending us your questions, your stories. You know, tell us what's going on, and please tell us how we can help you.
Yes. Yeah, so this is our fourth. You ask, we answer. Right?
Yawa.
Yeah.
So- yes.
She's going to do it every time, folks. And so this is like, you know, the fourth one. We're doing them on the fourth Wednesday or the last Wednesday. Sometimes there's five. Last Wednesday of every month. And so far we have never like been short questions.
No.
But it's not like we have a surplus that we're not getting to. If you send us a question, we will answer it just privately.
Yeah, always via email.
But we'll always ask you for permission, if we can share it on one of these episodes. And so far, most of you who have written in said, yes, we can, which is great because we love that this is like a community of brides and grooms that you don't all know each other, but you're all going through sort of similar things. And so it's really awesome to know that your questions are helping somebody else. Well, our answers technically are helping somebody else because of your questions. And we have not gotten a single question that we've been like, oh my God, we've never even considered or heard about this scenario. What are we going to tell her? We do not have any advice. So far, that has not happened. So
that would suck.
That would be kind like, of awesome. I really and kind don't know what challenging. To say. Yeah. But so far, you know, I think sometimes when you're planning your wedding, you kind of live in your own, like, oh, we are the only ones that have to deal with this fucking crazy parent stuff or whatever. And really, you're not, but it can feel kind of isolating. So hearing about other people going through similar but unique, you know, situations is bringing us all together in a big podcast hug.
Speaking about podcasts, I have to tell you, I'm super excited. You know, I'm always looking for new shows because I go on binges and I go, you know. And do you know that, you know, Dax Shepard, the actor, for one of my favorite shows of all time, Parenthood, he played the younger brother.
Yeah, I know who he is. He's Kristen Bell's husband, and they're Kristen like the Bell's most husband. Adorable.
Yeah, they're adorable. Anyway, he has a podcast now.
I heard. He had Ellen on, right?
Yeah, I just listened to that one, and his wife, and Ashton Kutcher. Anyway, it's called Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. So I want to personally welcome Dax to the podcasting world. And I was thinking this morning as I was listening to Dax and Ellen while I was doing the dishes.
Because we have so much in common with them.
I know, right? Well, this is the thing. Like, here's this forum, you and I, who are nobody in the, you know, public eye, we're in the same, like, we're doing the same thing they're doing. Mm. There's all of these shows with these really, you know, with these celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, Alec Baldwin, here's the thing. I love that show.
I have not listened to his show, but I'm just like you, very into podcasts. And I'm seeing more and more Facebook posts from friends of mine, a lot of like mom friends here in suburban Texas who are like, tell me your favorite podcast. I'm just starting to listen. And I love this one. And I love this one. So what else should I listen to? And they always get, you know, at least a dozen responses with people, you know, so stoked about their special podcast that they listen to all the time. And I'm thinking like this part of the country might be a little bit behind a place like the Bay Area where people have been listening to podcasts for a little bit longer. It's been more of a part of the like, you know, culture out there, but it's definitely a, what should we say? Like a forum or a platform
it's a platform
growing so fast. And we did not necessarily think we'd be doing this for over a year to this success. So I'm proud of us, and I'm proud that we stuck it out, especially at the very beginning when we did not know what the hell we were doing or how we were going to do it. So congratulations, you.
You too. And yeah, welcome Dax Shepard. Guys, check out his show. It's really good. And yeah, so that's what I wanted to talk about, that, you know, because that's like what I was all excited about this weekend, finding that podcast. And then there's something else I wanted to mention. So just kind of through social media and email and just being in this industry and doing this podcast, I came across an invitation to an event called Pony Education. It's by Pony Education, Pony Salon. Pony Salon is like a pretty high-end, like well-known in the hair industry salon. And they do a lot of educational events. And so they're coming to Oakland. If any of you live in the Bay Area or in California or are planning a trip out within the next couple weeks, April 8th, there is going to be the Bridal Bonanza and the Business of Bridal with Karina and Dre. It's going to be at one of my favorite restaurants, the Lake Chalet in Oakland, which if you haven't been there, you should definitely go. It's beautiful and it's really good food. They have a really great brunch. But Karina and Dre are coming and they're going to be doing these demos and they're going to talk about the wedding industry with regard to hair. Most of the attendees for the educational part of it are going to be hairstylists. So if you're out there and you're a hairstylist and you're in the wedding industry or you want to be, you should definitely check this out. You will have to pay for your ticket. But if you're a wedding planner and want to go check it out, they invite us wedding planners to come for free. And the first hour is really like a just like a normal networking event, like just hanging out, drinking some champagne, probably eating some food, watching hair and makeup demos. And then it goes into this whole educational part for the hairstylist. And if you're a bride, I mean, go check it out as well, because you're probably going to like pick up some good tips and tricks. And you could be potentially a great hairstylist and makeup artist if you're looking for that service for your wedding. Bride or groom, really. Doesn't have to be bride. So hairstylists of all levels are invited to join. The cost for a hairstylist is $200. It's steep, but this is a long event. It goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then there's like a salon discount for salons. So you get four for the price of three. Or They're offering our listeners a 25% discount. So just enter code TBWPP if you're a hairstylist and you're buying a $200 ticket. You're going to get 25% off. That's a really good discount. And but in and of itself, just like the first hour is going to be this meet and greet and hanging out with industry people. There's going to be different types of vendors there. So if you're in the industry, go check it out. April 8th, 10 a.m., the Lake Chalet. Their website is ponyeducation.com/bridal-bonanza. ponyeducation.com/bridal-bonanza. Go check it out. And I'm going to be there. So you can see me.
You can meet Michelle.
We can talk.
We're going to include.
You can meet Michelle.
We'll include all that on our show notes. And also we'll include a link on our Facebook page.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. Okay.
Okay, so we have three letters that we are reading, and then we will answer. And then we also have, we're going to intersperse your favorite thing, iTunes reviews. So let's start off with one of those.
Oh, okay. Let's do a review. Yay!
Okay, you do the first one, and I'll find it and do the next one.
Okay, all right, all right. Actually, I don't think we read this one. Okay, this is from February 28th from Super PJH. 5 stars. They're all 5 stars, by the way. Just wanted to say that. And I love you all. 5 stars worth. Actually, 1 million stars worth. Okay. As a gay man, I find many wedding planning resources to be rather traditional. The Big Wedding Planning podcast has totally changed my perspective. Christy and Michelle are so funny, have so much insider knowledge, and offer real talk that I can't wait each week to hear what's next. It's like having a best friend as a wedding planner. They get it. If you are an LGBT person, look no further. This one is the best. 5 stars for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You lovely human.
Okay, so the first question, you want to read it and I'll read my answer? I think that's how they all are this time.
Okay, here we go. Michelle and Christy. First of all, thanks for your podcasts. They are really helpful in me getting around to planning my own wedding. My fiancé and I decided to get married back in October. We have pretty much only figured out that we want to have a wedding in September of 2019. It's obviously been 4 months since we decided to get married, and I don't have a ring yet. I have thought about the ring for a long time, and I have an idea of what I would like to have, but I'm troubled. His mom offered up his grandmother's ring. I like it, but it's definitely not what I had pictured for myself. The big draw for this ring is the sentimental value and how happy I know that would make his grandma and him for me to have it and the happiness that would bring me. We have talked about going to look at rings at a store, but I am hesitant to do so. We have recently made some large purchases and paid off some debt. So I am afraid to go to a store and fall in love with the ring that I feel like we really can't afford. I am torn because I like his grandmother's ring and it would save us a lot of money, but at the same time, it's not what I pictured. I just don't know what's more important to me value-wise. Do I want the big fancy ring, or do I want the ring that has sentimental value and a whole lot of love behind it? Thanks for any advice or stories that you can share. Colorado gal.
Okay. And this was my answer. And I do want to note that I have not only worked with several brides who have gone through something very similar, if not exactly like this, but also several friends, girlfriends who questioned just like this listener is. So I said,
wait. Don't make sure, just don't say her name because she didn't say that we could say her
name.
I know.
I said, yeah, I was going to say, just like this listener has, yeah.
Sorry.
So, hi, this is Christy. I feel you. My ring shopping experience with my husband was somewhat anxiety-inducing as well. It's not like the movies for most women, that's for sure. I have worked with several brides that have taken a family heirloom ring and used the diamond and gold or metal to create a new ring, maybe supplementing it with a second stone as well, or setting it differently. I'm sure you can find a jeweler who can work with you and your fiance to create a custom ring for you, one that honors the sentimentality and is something that you feel both proud and happy to wear every day. Plus, a vendor or artist or business person like this can also help jumpstart the ring process for you and your fiance. It sounds like you two haven't been able to get on the same page about ring shopping. So just talking to a jeweler that can maybe present some options to you might be a good way to start that conversation. Do you think this is a viable option? I do think you need to love, 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 capital L, your engagement ring. In my experience, it's the only piece of jewelry that will see the light of day for the rest of your life. I hope this helps. Thanks for listening and keep us posted. And I say that last part personally because I do not wear a lot of jewelry. I'm really terrible about like changing out any sort of jewelry except for my ring. And I love my ring and I love compliments on my ring. And it really is like my only, you know, that's the only statement. So, you know, we encourage this listener to have a feeling about the ring, not just like, I like it enough, but yeah. We understand the situation can be tricky and you have to be careful. And of course you want to honor his family and the family history there. So I think first step is talking to a jeweler.
I totally agree. And I chose my ring. We got engaged and he didn't have a ring, but I, like you said, like that was a really good point. It's the only piece of jewelry that's going to see the light of day every single day. It's like a tattoo, like that you can see on your body. You're going to see it all the time. You don't want to be looking at it going, this is really just not it.
Yeah. And you don't want some small seed to grow into like actual resentment.
Right.
So that when you have an argument 1 year later, you're like, and another thing, I fucking hate this fucking ring. Like, yeah. Don't let it get to that point.
I never liked your grandmother's ring.
Yeah. No. Don't let it get there.
Yeah. Not that she hates this ring, but the thing is, this is a good exercise for you going forward in your journey as a married couple. Do not ignore things, okay? If I can give one piece of advice in these 20, I can't remember. I've been married a long time. Don't ignore things, because the moment you start ignoring things, you're going to have problems. It might not be immediate, but it'll come up. It'll rear its friggin' head and it'll hurt like a mofo. So use this. Communicate openly and say, I love the fact that this is from your family and from your grandmother, but I would love to talk to a jeweler and see if maybe we could just use all of the contents, but change it up a little bit to match my style and my personality.
And the slant on that can be something that you're doing together and it represents your marriage and it's taking a little bit of the old and putting it into something new. I mean, there's a ton of symbolism there. It still has the sentimentality. And two of my girlfriends that have done this, every time somebody compliments their rings, which are absolutely unique, custom rings that nobody else has, they are so happy to say like, oh, thank you so much. I helped to design this with a jeweler and this are from my husband's side of the family, or this was my mother-in-law's ring. So there's going to be a story there. And just because you have a new ring, it doesn't mean the story is gone.
Totes. Okay. Let's go to an iTunes review.
Okay. iTunes review. Love it. 5 stars. If you've ever dreamed of getting married, listen to these two chicas. The knowledge and experience they both have make for a great podcast. Their personalities, stories, and charm make it an even greater podcast. The guests they bring on provide great insight to their specialty or things they've experienced and wish they had done differently. Michelle and Christy bring up things you may not have even thought about and even share wedding planning info for the LGBTQ community, which as a gay man in Texas is amazing. Woo! I'm not one to review anything, but these lovely ladies deserve 2 thumbs up and more. That's two gay grooms.
2 from the LGBTQ community. First gay groom didn't put the Q, but I usually put the Q when I mention the community. The Queens. We can't forget the Queens.
I think it's for queers.
Oh, I thought it was Queens.
I think it's queer. I think it's queer, which is like a sort of like reclaiming of the word that used to be a negative implication, but now. So it's a lot of like young people that are maybe on the fringe of certain other groups and they claim queer as their own. They might be, you know, the non-binary gender sexuality situations.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot there.
Yep. It's a lot. Queers or queens, we love you all.
We're covering it, and we're so happy you're listening, and thank you for those reviews.
And actually, they put plus. A lot of people will put LGBTQ plus now. That I remember Bernadette telling us that, I think.
Yeah, and there's an I in some, too, although I'm not totally sure.
Okay. Well, anyway. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you! All right. Second question.
Second verse, same as the first.
Got a song? Want to hear it? Here you go.
Okay. This is another question about parents. You want to read the question?
Yeah, I'll read it because you answered it. Right? Yeah. All right. I love your show and have a question about how to deal with unreliable parents and weddings. My relationship with my dad has been up and down since my parents divorced over 10 years ago. We don't talk often, but we get along when we do talk. However, he was often unreliable while I was growing up. Not calling to tell me that his new girlfriend was pregnant. Not doing things for me that he said he would, etc. Through lots of therapy, I have moved past it. However, now he keeps saying that he doesn't know if he can afford to come to my wedding. He hasn't said this to me, but he said it to my mom. And then in parentheses, it says, my parents are still on friendly terms. Let's not even get into the question of why my mother decided to tell me in the first place. Mm. He doesn't have a lot of money, but he is in Indiana and the wedding is in Maryland. So he could drive if necessary. And he has said this a couple of times now. The first time I ignored it. But now we are 6 months away and he said it again recently. I was heartbroken. I sobbed at my dining room table after talking with my mom on the phone for over an hour. He might just be saying these things to feel sorry for himself in the moment, or he might be serious. I don't know. However, he heard I was upset about it and sent me a message saying he would be there come hell or high water. It was nice, and I want to believe him, but it is obviously difficult. My question is, do I walk myself down the aisle? I used to picture myself walking down the aisle alone, but only in those dreamy future wedding types of thoughts. When I actually started planning my wedding, I figured I would go the traditional route and have my dad walk me. I assumed he would want to, but now it feels like maybe he doesn't care or consider it important enough. Should I plan it without him included in order to avoid drama and hurt on the day of? Or should I take the risk and trust him to show up for me? Any insight into feeling empowered rather than lonely when walking yourself down the aisle would be much appreciated. Much appreciated. Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Oof. Okay, and here was my answer. Hi, Tiffany. Thank you for listening. I hope the show has been helpful and entertaining. Also, I'm so sorry that you're dealing with this. I hate the idea that you were sobbing about something out of your control, but obviously the situation is fraught with family history and long-running feelings that you have about both your parents. Michelle and I have talked about difficult parents on the podcast before, and our advice to a bride dealing with her, quote, horrible mom was that she needs to let go of all expectations that her mom will ever be anyone other than who she is, by releasing yourself of your own expectations of your dad, for him to be better, for him to apologize, for him to show up in a way that you need him to, and that seems so obvious to you, you can temper your own disappointment. He is who he is. It is problematic that your mom felt the need to tell you things about him that you otherwise may not know, and she is who she is. So, you know, that's a mantra, and we want you to remember that. Wedding planning can be stressful, even in the most easygoing, stable, quote, stable, and close-knit families. Weddings are a lot, and y'all know that if you're listening. They're a lot of money, a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations. These are all going to be factors. My advice is to control what you can and free yourself from the rest. Operate under the pretext that your dad is going to be there, come hell or high water. Assume this is true because he said it would be. If he ends up disappointing you on the wedding day, you can make changes to any decisions you have previously made. Now, ask yourself, assuming your dad is going to be there, do you envision yourself walking down the aisle alone? Is he sitting in the front row, smiling at you? Do you feel beautiful and strong and calm as you walk down the aisle alone to your fiancé at the altar? Or do you see yourself holding your dad's arm and kissing his cheek as he gives you away in front of all the guests? Don't make the decision because of how you think your dad feels or doesn't feel about your wedding. Make the decision that feels right to you. The good news is it's not an impossible decision to reverse. And the way I meant that is if you decide to do it alone and he's there and you see him and you in the moment want him to walk you in, it's an easy thing to do. Nobody else has to even, you know, necessarily be aware of it. And more good news, I have worked with many brides who walk down the aisle alone for many different reasons, and I haven't heard any of them tell me that they wish they had done it differently. It's your wedding day, and the ceremony entrance is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a decision that you agonize over. Do what you feel is right and trust yourself. Be well. And please keep us posted. And she actually wrote back.
So Tiffany says, thank you so much, Christy. I really appreciate the thoughtful feedback. This helped to reframe the issue in my mind, to do what I want to do rather than what he might want. I think I do picture myself walking down alone, but I got caught up in worrying about his reactions. Oof, that is deep. That is deep. But that's not the point. The point is I can do what I want. It was hard for me at first to not think of it as sad or worry that guests might feel sorry for me because many of them know my struggles with my dad. But I can reframe it into an empowered choice. It doesn't need to be sad. It can be a joyous start to my new life with my new chosen family. I love that you have had many other brides walk themselves down the aisle. That is comforting to me. I'm actually excited about it now. And yes, please go ahead and use this story on the show. No need to change my name. I would be happy if others dealing with similar situations might be comforted in knowing that they are not alone. Thanks again, Tiffany.
Ugh. And I thanked her. I do hope she keeps us posted about it. And I also... I encourage you, and I have to tell myself this sometimes, that once you make a decision in your head, even if you haven't acted on it yet, it just making the decision can release the stress that you're feeling almost immediately. Mm. That is mm. how it works for me sometimes. Like once I decide like I'm in, then I'm all in. And once I decide that I'm out, it's like, okay, I can move on now. I did want to mention that there one bride I worked with walked down the aisle by herself after her wife walked down the aisle with both of her own parents. So one bride walks in with the mom and the dad and looked, you know, beautiful and happy, and they both kissed her on the cheek and they sat down. The second bride, when it was her turn to walk in, both her parents were in the room. They were guests sitting there. They were recently divorced and it was, you know, messy and dramatic, but she walked in by herself, and I know that neither one of her parents was necessarily happy with that decision, but they both supported her, and she was set on it. Like, it was absolutely her decision and her moment, and it was the way she wanted to do it. And, you know, I don't know if she was making a statement beyond just walking to her future wife, but I do remember a sense of peace that she had before she walked in, and she put her shoulders back and she looked beautiful and happy. And she rounded that corner and saw all the guests and the woman that she was going to marry. And it was a big moment. I felt it. And I was just beyond happy that she was so confident and happy about it. So I let Tiffany know that. And I hope that, you know, moving forward, if she changes her mind, she just changes her mind and goes with it rather than kind of tormenting herself by continuing to go back and forth.
And I can share a similar story, but completely opposite of yours. I had two brides, and one bride, we rehearsed it this way. Her parents walked her down. And then originally the other bride was going to walk herself, but at the last minute, she changed her mind. She changed her mind right at the last minute, and it was beautiful.
Right.
So, you know, Tiffany, you make your decision and you feel good about it. And I love that you feel empowered by it. But do know that if something organically happens on your wedding day, if dad is there and you feel it, you can change that back. Yeah. I'm sure he'd be happy to walk you down.
It's not logistically a hard thing to add or subtract on the day of at all. If I was your wedding planner and 5 minutes before the ceremony music starts, if you came up to me and said, please go get my dad, I want him to walk me down, I would just go get him. I would not be like, oh, but we didn't have this or that, or we didn't take a picture, or the boutonniere, or the music. None of that. It would be like, yep, you got it. And it takes 2 minutes, and then there you are. So that is that.
That is that. And I'm going to take a moment here, and I want to thank our sponsor, Zola. Zola is reinventing the wedding registry and planning process to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. Join over 500,000 couples who have used Zola. Zola Registry has everything you love about your favorite department store, plus things like honeymoon funds, fitness classes, wine subscriptions, and so much more. They have a friendly customer service team that will go above and beyond, helping pick out the perfect blender, walking a grandmother through a couple's registry, and more. Price matching. They do price matching and free shipping every day. A couple's Zola registry automatically integrates into their Zola wedding website so guests can seamlessly shop and get all the details they need in one place. Zola's other wedding planning tools include a customizable checklist and guest list manager. And listeners of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, get a discount.
You got nothing to lose.
Go to Zola.com/bigwedding. Zola.com/bigwedding, and you will receive a $50 credit toward your registry. So thank you, Zola. All right, another iTunes review.
Go for it.
So this one happens to be from our next question, and I only know this because she said it in the email. She said, I wrote you an iTunes review, and I know her name is Jamie Lynn, and so I put two and two together. Jamie Lynn, I'm smart like that. 5 stars, titled Plan That Wedding. This podcast is wonderful. It has made wedding planning so incredibly enjoyable for me. Christy and Michelle are both very talented and passionate, and I get super motivated as soon as I hear, plan that wedding.
We're like personal trainers for weddings.
It's like, come on now, plan that wedding. Go, go. Sorry. Okay. They manage to fit their advice to weddings of all sizes and scales, and no details are too small for them to tackle. Wonderful work from down-to-earth, smart, successful ladies. Keep it up with little, you know, applause emojis. Thank you so much for that.
And?
That was a beautiful, you know.
And for your letter.
And?
You get a gold star, Jamie Lynn. Okay, I will read this one. Dear Christy and Michelle, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful work on this podcast. It has changed my life and has made wedding planning so incredibly enjoyable. You're both very talented and passionate. I think she cut and pasted that. And I get super motivated from her review as soon as I hear it. Plan that wedding. I want your advice on something if possible. And I don't think you've covered it yet on the show. My wonderful, smart, sexy, hilarious fiance and I live in Boston and are planning a wedding weekend.
What's up, Boston? Sorry, I had to give a shout out to Boston.
I think maybe he listens. That's why she made sure to put wonderful, smart, sexy, hilarious.
Good job.
Okay, so they live in Boston and are planning a wedding weekend in Vermont for the fall. Ooh, and all the leaves are turning, right?
Yes, beautiful.
We're having a ton of fun with it, and it should be a beautiful time of year up there. As my family is primarily in three East Coast cities, and Alex's family is scattered all over, travel, which will be more difficult for some than others, was inevitable for a majority of our guests. We have arranged room blocks, but hotels are extraordinarily expensive due to our timing. Many of our guests are opting for alternative lodging through Airbnb, which is great. We love that and are encouraging it. But our welcome bags, our carefully curated, beautifully assembled welcome bags, would you deliver to all of the guests by somehow capturing their lodging in advance? Would you limit them to only those who are booking and staying in our hotel block? We are expecting roughly 150, which translates to about 80 gift bags. I'm so appreciative. P.S. She's like into Twitter, but she doesn't have a Twitter. And she dropped an iTunes review, which we read. So thank you. So welcome bags, we actually haven't talked about too much.
No, we haven't.
But yeah, for those of you who have no idea what a welcome bag is, it's something that usually goes to hotel rooms or to guests. It can be like a tote bag or a little paper bag or a basket. And it has things like something that might be branded for your wedding. Maybe it has a water bottle with a monogram sticker on it. And it usually has a lot of stuff of the actual location. And these are primarily traditionally used for weddings like hers, where it is a destination for most of the guests. So you could include stuff about Vermont and maybe some maple syrup in each one and, you know, a map of local walking trails or recommendations for places to eat. You know, it's just a really nice gesture. It's definitely above and beyond, but super awesome for destination weddings. So that's what she's talking about. It sounds like she has some big plans. So what did we think about how the hell she's supposed to distribute these?
Okay. Hello, Jamie and Alex. Thank you for listening and taking the time to write to us. We are beyond thrilled to hear we are helping to plan your wedding. We also appreciate your kind words. Okay, welcome bags. How lovely that you are doing these, by the way. Very, very good, as you have people traveling to be with you, and this is the right thing to do because those people are spending a lot of money to come to your wedding, right? Plus the gift.
Such a nice touch.
Plus the hotel. Yeah. Unfortunately, although welcome bags are fun and guests love them, they are a hassle. No way around it. There are services that will assemble and drop them off for you, but that's more money, of course. Typically, they are just done for the hotel guests at the designated hotel. But because we now live in a world of Airbnb, which I love, it would be a considerate touch for you to deliver those as well. And honestly, I think it's kind of like the proper etiquette, right, Christy?
If everyone's just to coming
deliver
in.
Deliver it to. I mean, yeah.
So we definitely think you should try to get it to Airbnb. It's just how. And that's why Michelle says. Yeah.
We think you should, one, enlist the help of your fiance, family, wedding party, and or friends who want to help you to deliver the welcome bags.
Yeah, you need a committee.
You need a committee. Two, find out where all these guests are staying. You may need your parents' help with this part. And three, just to keep it all nice and organized, and because I am a spreadsheet fanatic, put together a Google spreadsheet with all the location guests are staying and share this with your helpers. Assign who delivers which bags to where. And the drop-off day won't be the hard part. Planning for it will be. And that was Christy's Christy's input there, and it's true.
Because the drop-off day is kind of fun. I mean, you're playing Santa Claus, and so are your friends that are helping you, and you can have lunch and then be like, okay, break, 2 hours, and we'll meet back here for drinks after everyone drives around. We think it should be the day before, if possible. And there are ways that you can collect these addresses or at least know, like, it's this Airbnb or whatever, and you can put a link on your wedding website for this. So that when you do the Google spreadsheet, it's all right there and you're just, that is your spreadsheet.
Yeah. And some people will arrive on Friday. Some people arrive on Saturday. Some people will arrive on Thursday. So, you know, have people do it on different days too. I mean, if it's 80, that's a lot. So It's nice to have that when you first arrive somewhere anyway. Because oftentimes it's stuff for the whole weekend or 4 days or whatever they're whatever time they're going to be spending.
Yes. I also want to note for the hotel itself, since you have a block there, I encourage you to call the hotel and talk to them about this. Or if you have an actual wedding manager or sales manager that you've been working with, talk to them, because some hotels are getting real prickly about welcome bags. It used to be that you could just bring them, and as long as they were labeled, then anytime a guest checked in for the Smith and Daly wedding, they would just get a bag because all the bags would be right there. But I think they've become like such a popular thing that a lot of hotels, some high-end hotels that I've worked at, charge to do it, or they won't do it because it's become a liability for them to have it all back there, and the wrong welcome bags go to the wrong wedding guest, and it's like, you know, people get, basically, I think they're getting more grief for it than they were helping people. So some hotels won't do it. You will have to actually bring it, you know, to the rooms. So think it's something to call and ask about, because a hotel might not make it easy for you, but maybe they will. Yeah. And I hope they do.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. Am I repeating you? But call the hotel first and find out if they charge to deliver them. Mm-hmm. And if they do, then you need to ask your guests. Once they're checked in, to just text you with their room number.
Right. And if they do, they might not charge, but they might have some policy. Like you have to have it labeled a certain way. So it's just a good, just check in with the hotel about it. You're bringing them money. If you have a block there, they should be accommodating.
Yeah, it depends on the hotel.
Yeah.
It depends on how many rooms you have, you know, how many rooms are blocked. And it might be just $2 a bag, in which case, you know what? That's probably going to be better than going to each individual room. Okay. So we have one more iTunes review. And
yes, it's an. It's another group.
What's that?
Yeah.
It's another room, but I want to mention, out of the four reviews that we're reading today, three are men. So they really are listening, Christy, and they really did heed your, you know, let us know your challenge. And we love that, and we appreciate this. Oh, I love this. Okay.
A real favorite, Plan That Wedding, 5 stars from Artemis CF. Oh, I love that. This groom loves this podcast. I'm so glad I found this podcast. I've got about a year to go before my wedding, and the advice that Michelle and Christy give out every week is so valuable. The content is always engaging and presented in an entertaining way. I can't not, sorry for the double negative, get pumped up after hearing their intro music. Keep it up, Christy and Michelle. Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're listening now and you like us, please go review us on iTunes and let us know what you think.
Yeah. Well, they are listening. You are listening to us, not if. They're clearly listening.
If you're listening by choice, I should say, and you're not just in the car with your fiance who's like, listen to this. It's going to be awesome. Please go leave us a review. And we have a million ways to get in touch with us because we want you to get in touch with us.
Patreon. We have time.
Yes, yes.
Patreon
that
first.
Is one of the new ways, and the new thing we're doing is our Patreon account. So if you've never heard of Patreon, patreon.com, it's a way for podcasts, artists, musicians, all kinds of people have these Patreon pages and accounts. And it's basically a way for our fans and listeners and people who support the podcast to show us how much they support us monetarily. Michelle and I would like to just do a little quick note that we are not making any money doing the podcast. We do it. It's like our labor of love and the side hustle that we do in addition to being wedding planners because we love doing it. And we also have just snowballed into this, you know, this place we're at. And now it's like, we can't stop now. Right. We're going to keep putting great episodes out.
Can I just say, we do have sponsors. You've noticed if you've been listening lately, we have been, you know, having these spots and we speak about because we do have sponsors that are paying us. But let me just be clear. We do this because we love it. We want to help you out. We want to keep doing this. And what we get from our sponsors is amazing and lovely, but it doesn't begin to cover the amount of time we spend on this. It is a labor of love. Let me be absolutely clear about that. But we have some really exciting ideas. We have more that we want to do for you for this show, and we want to take it to another level. And in order for us to be able to do that, we have to have some money. And so I can't take it from my kids' college fund. I can't take it from anywhere other than asking you, even if it's $1 a month, $5 a month.
And that's
even, listen, if you're listening to the show for 9 months and we're helping you plan your wedding and you're not having to hire a wedding planner, maybe you can afford $50 a month for those 9 months. Whatever it is, we are very appreciative of it. Please know that. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, the more people that we reach, the more thousands of listeners that we can reach, that's what this is all about. Like, we want to just magically hit that button to where we have 50 times the amount of listeners that we have now, and we're hustling every day, every week, every month to make that happen. So the more people we reach, the more we can give. And if we have some financial help to do that, we can do more for more. And that's the big goal for us, is to take this to the next level. So the way Patreon works is you sign up to basically be, I keep saying basically today, I think my kids are saying it and it's rubbing off on me.
It's like how I say amazing.
I need like a zapper every time I say it to zap myself.
I wish I could do that to
the
you.
The way that Patreon works is you become a patron and you can pick how much you donate per month and it automatically deducts it. And it's a service that takes a percentage just like PayPal does or something, right? So $1 a month, and then you sign up to do it, and then when you're done listening to us and you're married and well on your way to marriage utopia and you don't listen to our podcast anymore, you can stop being a patron. Of course, we cannot put a value on how much this podcast means to each individual person. Would you pay $1 for every episode? I don't know. I would pay $1 to listen to my favorite podcasts, but it's so awesome that I get them for free. So podcasts are free. That is a great thing about podcasts. If you have any impulse to throw a little bit of cash our way, we would, like Michelle said, be so appreciative. So I'm going to include the link, and it's www.patreon.com, patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast.
Oh, good. Okay, that's easy. Patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast.
Yes, and in addition to Patreon, we have our email, which is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com, our website.
To send us your questions so we can answer them.
And our website where you can listen to the episodes. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Instagram @thebigweddingplanningpodcast. Facebook, you can look up The Big Wedding Planning Podcast or TBWP. And Twitter handle is TBWP Podcast. And we will respond to every email. Oh, we have a phone number.
Oh, yeah, the phone number.
Yes.
We can hear your voice. Yeah.
So you can leave us a message and then we'll play it if you would like. 415-723-1625. That is more ways to reach us than like all the insurance companies combined.
I don't even think my mother has that many ways to reach me.
Yeah, that is awesome. Pretty soon we'll have like carrier pigeons. We'll have like underwater sound cannons. We'll just give it all to you because we love you so much and we love doing this podcast.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes.
Thank you, Zola.
And we will talk to you again next week. We love you guys. And happy planning. Bye, Christy.
Bye.